This is VOA News V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United Arab Emirates launched tourist visas for Israeli citizens on Thursday, official media said. It's the latest move following the normalization of ties between the two countries. Abu Dhabi's foreign ministry announced the activation of tourist entry visas through airlines and travel and tourism offices. And it's for those holding Israeli passports, local media is reporting. The measure is a stopgap until a mutual visa waiver agreement is put in place, meaning Israelis visiting the UAE will be eligible for visas on arrival. The same will apply to Emiratis visiting the Jewish state. With their current economies hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, the UAE and Israel are hoping for fast dividends from the U.S.-brokered normalization deal signed in September. They've already signed treaties on direct flights and visa-free travel, along with accords on investment protection, science, and technology. The UAE was only the third Arab country to normalize ties with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. Its move was quickly followed by Bahrain, and in October, Sudan also announced it would normalize relations with Israel. The agreements, which have been roundly condemned by the Palestinians, break with years of Arab League policy on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The consensus had been that there should be no relations with Israel until it makes peace with the Palestinians. Iran on Thursday surpassed 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections, the health ministry said, in the Middle East country hardest hit by the pandemic. The virus has claimed more than 49,300 lives in Iran, according to official figures, which even the health minister acknowledges falls short of the true number due to screening protocol issues. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan will visit its ally Azerbaijan on December 9th and 10th, his office said Thursday, following a truce that ended fighting over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The planned visit is the first by a foreign head of state to Baku since the ceasefire last month, which ended 6 weeks of heavy fighting and saw ethnic Armenians agree to withdraw from large parts of the contested region of Azerbaijan. Turkey is a regional ally of Azerbaijan and has strongly defended its right to reclaim the Nagorno-Karabakh lands, which Baku lost to ethnic Armenian separatists in a war from 1988 to 1994. Ankara announced on Tuesday that Turkey and Russia have agreed to monitor the truce from a joint peacekeeping center. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday. It's the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poorer health systems in acquiring and rolling out the vaccine. Meantime, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. He said the county would run out of hospital beds by Christmas if the current rate of infections continued. The mayor added that hospitalizations have more than tripled and are at a new peak, and the city's COVID-19 deaths have nearly doubled and are rising. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai has been arrested and charged with fraud amid a growing crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous city. The 73-year-old Lai appeared in a Hong Kong courtroom Thursday along with two other executives of his next digital company and reportedly were accused of violating terms of the company's lease of its office space. Lai was arrested in his home back in August and charged with suspicion of colluding with a foreign country under the city's new national security law imposed by China. He's one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.